New York University to host Linda Sarsour amid anti-Semitism scandals. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 19, 2019. New York University is set to host far-left political activist Linda Sarsour next week. Despite widespread concern, as well as the activist's continued embroilment in scandals involving anti-Semitism, Linda Sarsour, who was recently asked to step down from her position with the Women's March for Perpetuating Anti-Semitism and Continuing Ties with Anti-Semitic Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, is set to speak at New York University, NYU, next week. The event, scheduled for March 25, is sponsored by NYU's Asian/Pacific/American Institute and co-sponsored by the school's Center for Multicultural Education and Programs, Islamic Center, and Students for Justice in Palestine, among several other groups. Best known for her intersectional coalition work in building bridges across racial, ethnic, and faith communities, Sarsour has been at the forefront of major social justice campaigns, reads the event description, devoid of any mention of the activist's ties to anti-Semite Farrakhan. Sarsour shatters stereotypes of Muslim women while also treasuring her religious and ethnic heritage. Earlier this month, Sarsour led a rally at the steps of the Supreme Court to express unequivocal solidarity with Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who is under scrutiny for her anti-Semitic remarks. That same day, Sarsour refused to acknowledge Israel's right to exist after being questioned by Breitbart News videographer Matthew Purdy. In a tweet on Saturday, the activist chastised those who condemn Rep. Omar's anti-Semitic remarks for expressing condolences for the victims of the mass shooting in Christchurch, New Zealand, as Sarsour apparently sees the condemnation of anti-Semitism and solidarity for the Muslim community as mutually exclusive gestures. The news of Sarsour's impending presence on NYU's campus does not sit well with everyone. However, as it has sparked a petition calling on the university to disinvite the activist from speaking on campus, as well as prompted one NYU alumnus, Danny Langell, to write a letter to his alma mater, urging the school's president not to host the activist on campus. Sarsour did not renounce any support last year when Louis referred to Jews as termites as well as Farrakhan, claiming that Adolf Hitler a very great man. Writes Langell in his letter to NYU, Linda has taken every opportunity to not only condemn the whole country of Israel but also to castigate the entire notion of having a Jewish state, calling the idea creepy. NYU responded by informing Langell that it is the policy of the university to permit open dialogue and to support the academic freedom, adding that while speakers may hold controversial or unpopular ideas, the ideas do not reflect those of the university. I have fought for the sanctity of free speech several times even though I vehemently disagreed with what was being said Langell. However, there is a stark difference between protecting our First Amendment rights and allowing someone to preach violence and hatred towards a particular group. Sarsour is not alone in her views that one is unable to genuinely offer condolences for the Muslim victims of the New Zealand mass shooting while simultaneously condemning Rep. Omar's anti-Semitism. Last Friday, NYU students were seen in a video berating former first daughter Chelsea Clinton while she attended a vigil held for the victims of the mass shooting and accused her of facilitating the attack by condemning of Rep. Omar's anti-Semitic remarks. Langell told Breitbart News that the ideas espoused by the NYU students seen in the video have been nurtured by professors and those too scared to oppose them. They are a mob of brainless social justice warriors on a path towards groupthink, added the alumnus. Those who get in the way of or disobey their goal of uniformity will be trampled. It is extremely dangerous and it is only getting worse. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter @armastrangelo and on Instagram.